Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Let me start out by giving you a quote from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. It says, "Those who worship other gods with faith and devotion also worship me, Arjuna, even if they do not observe the usual forms. I'm the object of all worship, its enjoyer and lord. But those who fail to realize my true nature must be reborn." So again, the title of this book, the Bhagavad Gita, which is one of the most famous Hindu scriptures, means the song of the Lord. That's the title of the book, the song of the Lord. And the Lord of Hinduism, the Lord of this book, says that those who worship other gods are worshiping me, basically. That's what he says. Well, let's compare that with what the Bible says about worshiping other gods, because this is a theme that comes up over and over again in the Bible. For example, Exodus 23, verse 13, "And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth." Deuteronomy 7, 4, "For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly." Deuteronomy 11, 16, "Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them." And I could go on and on with a ton of scriptures from the Bible, but these scriptures make it clear that those who worship other gods are deceived. Those who worship other gods are provoking the Lord to anger. They are serving devils. They're serving demons if they serve other gods. Well, the Lord of the Bhagavad Gita says the opposite. He said, hey, if you're serving other gods, you're worshiping me. I'm the object of all worship. Whether you're worshiping the Antichrist or the devil or Buddha or any false god, he says, you're worshiping me. Well, you know what? If the Bhagavad Gita is speaking of the devil, because I strongly believe that the god of Hinduism is Satan himself. He describes himself in the Bhagavad Gita as a serpent and all these other things. So that makes sense, because the Bible teaches that when you worship other gods, you're worshiping devils. And then the god of Hinduism says, well, if you worship other gods, you're worshiping me. Why? Because he's the devil.